Senator.
Mr. McIntyre.
Yes.
Thank you. The Senator's on the line.
Thank you. One moment.
Thank you.
Sorry for the delay, Senator.
That's all right.
Thank you, sir.
Yes.
This is Tom McIntyre.
Yes, Tom. How are you? You did mighty wonderful up there.
We sure did, and so did you. And that's my first wish is to tell you how delighted we all are to congratulate you on your wonderful victory.
Well, I'm mighty proud of you.
I'm sure that the Northeast looked pretty good when it started coming in.
It sure did. It sure did. And it looked mighty good when I was up there.
It sure did.
Thought all of you just wonderful.
We've got a chance on a second congressman. We've won one. And we've got a chance on that second district. We're in a recount with only about 89 votes separating them.
Oh, who's ahead?
The Republican, Cleveland, has got an 89-vote edge on our man.
So
we're going into a recount on that.
Mm-hmm.
So things were very, very good.
Well, that's one.
The reason for the call, Mr. President, is this. I've been putting one and one and one together, and I've got a feeling, a hunch, that the Portsmouth Shipyard is going to get a bad recommendation from the secretary.
Yeah.
And the political facts of life for me up there are pretty rough with this in the offing.
Yeah.
And I feel I must make every effort individually that I can do. I think, as I told you back in March, this yard is located in Maine, but it employs about 5,000 of my people.
Yeah.
And the purpose of the call is to ask you, would it be possible for me to see you for about 10 minutes tomorrow if I come down there?
No, I'm going to go down to the governor's tomorrow and probably come back to Washington tomorrow evening, although that's not decided. I've tentatively agreed to leave in the morning, go by a dentist, and then go down to the governor's ranch to have a meeting with him on some matters that we postponed. And Tom, I don't want to get in the habit. I refuse to see Bobby Kennedy in that group. I refuse to see California in that group. If I start handling these installations, God, I've had it. McNamara's closed 566 of them. And if I go to receiving delegations, they have to go out and say, well, we told the president so-and-so and so-and-so. And then Teddy Kennedy comes in from Boston, and then Bobby comes in from New York. And then the president just might as well secede from the world because he's got nothing else to do. So I've tried to route them all to McNamara, who's going to make the decision and going to make it on what the facts show. And every place they have something involved, it's potentially politically suicide.
Right.
For instance, Brooklyn, that's so predominantly Democratic. Boston is so predominantly Democratic. Your place in Maine, that just went overboard for us. San Francisco, where the Democrats were strong, and the southern part of the state, where Goldwater went strong. Every place we have one of these things, it's in a real red-hot Democratic stronghold. And any one of them you close just wrecks you. If you don't, you got two or three times the capacity that you can possibly use. And so I don't know quite how to find the answer. I think that this would have, the Portsmouth one would have been the first to go, except for the study. I think the bell kind of rang on that. Now, I have not discussed it with McNamara in any case, Brooklyn or anything else. Even though they demanded I do it, I just said, you all go see McNamara and make your case, and he and the people over there will be fair and just and try to handle it. But I'm afraid if I open up and start saying about it, I'm just afraid I'll just will have had it.
Well, is he going to take into account the fact that 5,000 people in that region of New Hampshire and parts of Maine, what it will mean to the economy up there?
Yes, I think you have to take it into account every place, although I have not gone over with him the yardstick. In closing down the other installations, for instance, there were four closed in one congressional district in my state the first 60 days I was president. There were four Air Force bases, and he agreed to employ the people at some other place at some comparable wage. But he just said that it would cost him $20,000 to $30,000 a year per person to keep him operating. And he can't operate a shipyard or air station as a WPA project. He will give them, he'll fit them in to vacancies as they occur in other places in the defense establishment. And I think that he pretty well, I don't know what he's gonna do on shipyards, but on the other 560, his program has been to find them another job, those that were willing to take them, but of course not at that same location. That's a very difficult thing. But what he's got a $52 billion budget that he's got to try to get down to $42 billion. And he's got, I believe, twice the capacity that he needs for ships.
Well, up in Portsmouth, I felt that it had to be cut back. But I thought with that specialized capability that they had in nuclear ability, that it certainly could be utilized as a repair facility.
Now, that may be. I just don't know one thing about it. I honestly don't. I don't know. He could tell you whether they could utilize it or try to. He's very sympathetic to try to evolve something that gives as least trouble as he can, because it's his neck too, and he catches it, and he's just not a screwball, and he wants to get all the capacity that we need, but he doesn't want any adequate. Now, we had to close down a hell of a lot in two states that were real critical. I guess it cost us South Carolina with the nuclear thing, and it damn near cost us trouble in Washington. But if you keep on doing them like this, you're just wasting a good deal of government money that they don't need, and you just got to make a decision. And just how it'll be made, I don't know, because very honestly, I don't have the technical knowledge and facilities to make the decision. Those people are the experts, and well, they're pretty objective, and I've just tried to stay out of it. Manny Seller wanted to bring a big delegation to see me, and Teddy Kennedy wanted to come with me, and Pierce Allinger from the San Francisco group, and I've just told them one and all that I believe it'd be better, and I believe they'll get more justice for their case if they talk to people who are really competent, because maybe in that field, that the people they got over there are a little better equipped than I am.
Well, I'm sure that they got the expertise, but I wonder sometimes if they have the political picture before them. We just got our party on its feet up there, and it's just going to be god-awful if in the next 2 or 3 months something happens up there, because that bird Loeb, who runs that paper, is going to say, well, I told you that if you had a Democratic administration and elected these Democrats, that they'd treat you right, not.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the thing that has really got me shivering in my boots.
Mm-hmm.
But
well,
it
makes me shiver.
I appreciate that you have far greater responsibilities, and I appreciate the defense posture, so to speak, of that the Secretary is trying to accomplish. But naturally, and I'm sure you understand.
I sure do, and just, you can imagine that. You can imagine how I feel. It's like murdering my mother, because every one of these places have just been wonderful to me, unbelievably wonderful. And I will talk to him about it, although I don't want you to say that for attribution to the papers. I will tell him the facts of life as you've given them to me, although I don't want that. If that's quoted, then all the rest of them will come in and say, I want you to go do the same thing.
Oh, no.
But I will be talking to him today or tomorrow, and I saw Bobby had a big delegation in to see him yesterday.
Yeah, we'll be in to see him Monday.
All right. Well, you do that, and I think that you all exchange points of view back and forth, and I think that he'll do the best that he conscientiously can, because I found him to be a wonderfully competent man.
Well, I guess there's no doubt about that, but the competence has got a small C when my political neck is in the ringer.
Well, I know how you feel, Tom.
Well, I do thank you, Mr. President, for talking to me.
I thank you, Tom, and I hope it works out all right.
Relax.
Bye, my friend.
Bye-bye.
Bye.